Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It's 2 o'clock. You know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Mike Bell. Do we have an issue? Do we have a problem? I'm asking this as we start the show today because, look, we do not have an issue and we do not have a problem with the quarterback situation. I think some people want to make it out to be way more than what it is, especially at this particular moment. We do not know at what point Michael Penix is going to return. We do not know how healthy he will be, to start the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's a little premature for people to be getting all upset and outraged, Mike, about this idea. Oh, they didn't commit to him. Matt didn't commit to him.
Well, again, I mean, I'll just say it. You know, ESPN has become those talking head shows in the morning. It's like a step below TMZ.
Excuse me?
Yes. I mean, God bless. I always hated people like Keith Olbermann that used to quote H.L. Mencken, but he does. But there is a quote, and it's like, nobody ever went poor underestimating the smarts of Americans. We're dumb, and people are dumb, and the average fan who doesn't take the time to go beneath the surface will go, yeah, Stephen A. said it. Now I'm going to wait for my unemployment check and wait for Judge Judy to come on, because those are the people that run with this stuff as gospel. Because you got a bunch of nitwits watching ESPN, and they take all this stuff, whether it's Ryan Clark, you know, well, I can tell you why I don't like that quote, because he's white. Yes. So, I mean, it just goes on and on. So now the president of the team, along with the general manager, said, no, man, that's the coach's decision. Because it is the coach's decision when Michael Penix Jr. is ready, if he's going to be the franchise quarterback. So now it just cascades, Carl. It becomes a big, big deal. And now people, we just had Abe in here. Did you see Michael Penix on Instagram? Because now Michael Penix put a message out, and Carl and I were laughing. I go, yes, I've read this message from other athletes a million times in my life.
Sure.
And there's nothing wrong with what Michael Penix Jr. wrote about people doubting him and finding some fuel, Carl, for his fire.
Look, we all look for it if you're a competitor. We all look for something to drive us, to take us to the next step. And for Michael Penix right now, you know what? Be honest with you. His life's pretty boring. He's rehabbing. He's going home. He's got a great situation at the crib. But his life from the football standpoint is pretty boring. I'm not able to do the things I want to do as I get ready to start my offseason because I haven't been cleared to do those things. So I just got to do these machines, Mike, get on these machines and test the leg and do all these things. And so, you know, as I'm sitting here and I'm hearing all this noise, man, I'm glad y'all are doubting me. And that's what Michael Penix is saying, and I'm fine with it. Whatever drives you, whatever gets you to be the best quarterback you can be for the Atlanta Falcons, Mike, I'm all for it. But I have no issues with him, and some people will look at these posts and go, is there a disconnect?
No.
Is there a problem, Mike? Mike, do we have a problem?
I never need no sympathy. I wear my heart on my sleeves proud. How can you ever be mad at me when all ever I try to do is feed my family? How can you tell me I can't do something and you don't know what it took for me to get here?
Tell him, Mike.
So he's heard everything about he can't play under center. You know why we don't know he can't play under center? Because Zach Robinson never asked him to. Because his coaching staff was so incompetent, they never got a handle on what he needed to be doing and help him to do it. So then it's grown into a thing that we discuss and the audience discusses.
It's a thing.
National guys discuss. But it's not his fault. You know, Zach went with the path of least resistance because he didn't know what he was doing with a rookie quarterback. You know, that's why he's not here anymore. He's okay with Kirk Cousins. He'll probably be fine with Baker. But to help a guy learn his way, which it takes a minute, Talk to Peyton Manning, anybody you want to write, you know, run up the flagpole who had a difficult rookie season. So, yeah, but he's in his feels because he feels like he's like a punching bag lately about the things that he can't do.
He is unfortunately getting blame that he doesn't deserve. That is part of, I think, this issue. He is addressing this because he feels like he's getting some of this. Look, I didn't have a lot to do with all this. Like he said this, Mike, the other day. We played the soundbite. Man, they call the plays. I try to do the plays, right? And let me ask you this. How did this conversation go, by the way? It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Did Zach go, hey, Mike, you like the shotgun? You like pistol? You like under center? And he just goes, man, if it's not shotgun, I'm not doing it. Is that what you're telling me?
Because no rookie quarterback, you know, I know rookie and into his next season, but first-year starter is going to say that.
Nobody, Mike!
Nope. You know, unless, of course, you're being told by Cam Newton to be Shedeur Sanders and tell that to your coaching staff, to not listen to your coaches.
You've done nothing in this league to have the clout to sit there and go, well, you know, I prefer.
And he didn't say that.
He didn't.
But then when we asked the coach, hey, man, we noticed Cousins is under center. Penix wasn't. And coach, we played the soundbite. Coach goes, because Cousins is comfortable there, i.e. Penix isn't. Right? And that's all we got from the coaching staff. And anytime you ask Zach anything about Penix Jr., he talked like a politician. He wouldn't give you a straight answer. He just, well, you know. Like when I asked him, hey, I've got to really frustrate you. You scheme open a great play and Pitts drops the ball. Well, you know, Pitts is a great. Just answer the freaking question. Call a guy out. You know, that's why I get the impression from this coaching staff and new regime, there is a no BS. There is a no BS attitude here. The truth will be the truth. It will represent on the field. There will be no glossing over things that don't work. And we're not going to tell you something that we don't know is going to happen or not. We don't know yet, so we can't say it's going to happen. How about that?
So it's not a thing. This is not, we don't have a problem, Atlanta. Do we? 404-726-0929. That is the phone number. You tell us. You let us know where you stand on this. You let us know how you feel about this. And by the way, you know, it's not about promoting Mike's post. If you follow him, great.
Right.
You know, it'll be something that'll come up later and people say, why did you put this post out? To Mike's point, man, I'm just sitting here, I'm doing my rehab, and I want to tell y'all, I'm going to do every stinking thing I can to prove to you that I am the player that you think I am. And for all of you guys who are doubting, your Mike's right. I'm in my feels. I'm going to tell you why I was able to get to this place. And by the way, with the injuries, Mike, that he sustained over his career, hell, he could have gave up in Indiana.
Right.
He could have been like, you know what? Maybe this isn't for me. That didn't happen. And he continued to march and move on, man, and had a great college career. I am not going to sit here and tell you that this is going to be an issue because it's not right now. And once it becomes an issue, you know who will be the first radio show to tell you that it is?
Us.
This one.
Exactly.
404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Want to hear from you as we get the day started, man. We will tell you there are big trades going on in the NBA. And we are going to talk plenty about it. Tomorrow's the deadline. The latest is Anthony Davis has been traded. He is going to the Wizards. Yes, those Wizards with Trae Young. And I know some Hawks fans may be going, wait a minute, could we have done this and Trae stayed? And water under the bridge. At the end of the day, Mike, we figured Anthony Davis would get traded. I think the Wizards got a haul on this. Whether Davis is there or not, they are setting themselves up for the future. They got two additional first-round picks in this deal, some players that can help them right now. I know that many people be like, okay, well, what about Anthony Davis and Trae playing together? Guys, they're both hurt.
Yeah, so there'll be no games with them on the court together this year. And I was joking around with Damian, our producer today. I said, what's the over-under on how many games we'll see Trae with Dwight Howard next year? Because they may just turn around and move him off the roster.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of things going on here. And I know a lot of fans now, again, we were always, I think you and I don't speak for you, but I think you and I were always negative on Anthony Davis coming here because of the lack of reliability in the injuries.
Can we get guys we can trust? Porzingis, you can't trust. Last night, it's so funny. We literally left the studio, and O and Dede were like, yeah, Porzingis is playing tonight. I'm halfway home. I get a text. Ding, ding. Check that. He's not playing tonight. He's so unreliable. So I want reliability. I want durability. I want guys I can count on. Anthony Davis at this point in his career, and it's no secret, Mike, you can't count on him.
Nope. Look, you know what I wanted? A guy like Vucevic from the
like
Bulls.
Like that.
You know, a guy like Jaren Jackson, you know, from the Grizzlies. That's what we need in the front court. That's what we need. Unfortunately for us, the Celtics went and got, and apparently the Celtics did make the call to the Grizzlies first, but they got the better deal apparently getting Nikola Vucevic. But that's the kind of guy I think right now with what we've got, I think we could cobble together a run out of the sixth spot. I think we could get to the sixth spot and not be in the play-in.
It feels like that there's a lot of action going on everywhere else but not here. Does that upset
you? Yes, it does. Damian again, the last few weeks again, hey, man, he's like, nope, it ain't. I'm like, I want it, nope. I go, but we could, nope. But what if we, nope. So I would love to see us both be able to improve the team and continue to improve the team in the offseason and still not find ourselves in that godforsaken play-in game.
Yeah.
But apparently those two things don't work concurrently. So we are going to get these draft picks. We're going to hopefully get our star point guard and our star big. Right?
I hope so.
Right? Because it ain't even with that. The average NBA player, even, you know, unless you come over from Europe, and even then, it'll guarantee you're going to be good in 3 years.
Right.
It takes 4 years for these guys to become pros. So, patience. And I don't have any of that. Day-Day's got a lot. How do you have your patience with kids? I guess you learn. Having kids gives you patience.
It does.
I have no patience. That's why I have no kids.
No, it does. But it don't give you patience when it comes to your sports. It shouldn't. Because the urgency to win should always be front and center.
Right.
Your kids, they're learning on the job. Little bit, my sports is different. Day-Day, that's where we disagree. I'm with Mike. I get your patience. Your kids have calmed you down a little bit.
Right.
You're like, son, don't do that. Son, don't do that. You told him six times. He still was doing it. You were like, son, come here. Let me talk to you. Not with my sports teams.
Right.
I can't live like that. Falcons, we need to win. Falcons, we need to win. Falcons, can we win? No, no, no. Falcons, we better blank and win right now.
Right.
All right, let's talk to Chuck in Marietta. He wants to talk about the Falcons. More importantly, I think Michael Penix and what Matt Ryan said yesterday. Chuck, thanks for dialing us up. Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I want to talk about Penix going under center. What a lot of people don't realize is that Neusel, when he came in, was our really second left-handed center ever. And even Cousins in the Journal Constitution, there was an article where he said he didn't like to be under center with a left-handed quarterback, or the center, I'm sorry, because the ball came back differently. We had one left-handed center years ago, Mike Stone, I think was his name.
Okay.
And when Ryan was under center, he would snap with his right hand. When he went into a shotgun, he would snap with his left hand. And so I think that it's just a different sort of connection they have when that happens. And so I just think people don't realize how different it is with their only have played with right-handed centers their entire, career, and all of a sudden you get a left-handed guy up underneath there. I think that has something to do with it. I think it made him uncomfortable. And both Ryan and Cousins both said that they were uncomfortable with left-handed centers. So anyway, that's all I have to say.
Hey, that's where we got the best listeners in town. If it was, they never brought it up. And we asked, believe me, we asked Zach, the media asked Zach, Mark Raimondi and Joe Patrick and D-Led. We tried to get to the bottom of this. We asked, Zach Robinson about it.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And, no one ever really gave us any specifics. So, to me, did they ever really try this? Do you ever, and if that's part of the issue... Because, look, at the end of the day, the ball is still coming. It's going to land above this guy's nuts and below his – sorry. You know where the ball lands when you snap it.
Yes.
I can't imagine – shouldn't a left-handed snap to a left-handed quarterback be right where it's supposed to be?
It should. It feels that way.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, I was a center, but I only got the shotgun snap at Carl because I was too small. And I never made it past high school. But it's another angle. But if it was, I would have thought somebody would have put that out there, from the coaching staff to at least give us an excuse.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.